From the Northwest Wisconsin Sports Desk, I'm Dave Tindall. Devin Booker scored 32 points, Kevin Durant added 28, and the Phoenix Suns beat the shorthanded Milwaukee Bucks 114-106. The Suns took a 79-73 lead into the fourth quarter and didn't trail again. Durant threw down a thunderous dunk while being fouled and hit the free throw to push Phoenix ahead by 13 with 8:51 to go. It was part of a big final quarter for the 14-time All-Star, who hit five straight shots and had 14 points in the period. The Bucks were playing without Brooke Lopez and then also without star guard Damian Lillard, who was out with a sprained ankle, and then Chris Middleton went to the bench with an ankle sprain in the first quarter and didn't return. Giannis Antetokounmpo led Milwaukee with 34 points. The Bucks return home after a 1-4 road trip to host Minnesota tomorrow night. The Wolves are liable to be a tad upset after blowing a big lead in losing in overtime last night in Chicago. Kobe White and DeMar DeRozan scored 33 points apiece, and the Bulls erased a 23-point deficit in a 129-123 OT win over the Wolves. The Bulls were coming off an 8-point loss to Sacramento in which they nearly rallied all the way back from a 30-point deficit. Anthony Edwards had 38 points and 12 rebounds for the Wolves. Karl Anthony Towns scored 33 in the opener of a 4-game trip. The Bucks are now tied for third in the East, 2 games behind Cleveland and 6 behind front-running Boston. In the West, Minnesota is in a 3-way tie for second with Oklahoma City and Denver, 1 game behind the Clippers. Kyrie Irving scored 36 points in a dazzling return to Brooklyn exactly 1 year after he was traded to Dallas, leading the Mavericks to a 119-107 victory over the Nets. Luka Doncic had 35 points, 18 rebounds, and 9 assists as the Mavericks guard tandem took turns hitting some deep threes in the second half when the Nets were trying to make a run. Jose Altuve and the Houston Astros have agreed to a $125 million 5-year contract that covers the 25 through 29 seasons. Houston announced the new multi-year deal yesterday. The 8-time All-Star second baseman would have been eligible for free agency after this year's World Series. Heavy scoreboard for high school sports last night. Let's get to it. Boys basketball, Somerset over Rice Lake, 81-75. Stillwater beats Hudson by 5. New Richmond, 63-49, better than Baldwin-Woodville. Altoona tops Chippewa Falls by 3. Eau Claire North, a winner over Marshfield by 2. Superior, 61-47, better than Menominee. Bloomer goes to 18-1. The Blackhawks over Barron, 65-43. Cumberland by 3 over Amory. Winter knocks off Flambeau, 85-71. 19 more rebounds for the Warriors' Gunnar Gruhl, who leads the state. Lake Holcomb over Cornell by 41. New Auburn beats Prairie Farm by 14. Birchwood now in a tie for the East Lakeland lead with New Auburn and Winter after beating Bruce, 88-72. Siren by 2 points over Northwood. Unity now 19-1. The Eagles all over Frederick, 73-28. Grantsburg beats Luck by 7. Clear Lake a winner over Shell Lake by 4. Girls hoops, it was Rice Lake knocking off Hudson 60-48. Adeline Shepley 22 for the Warriors. Ellie Shepley had 17. That leaves her 7 away from the school's all-time scoring record. Eastridge over River Falls by 20. Bloomer beats Thorpe by 17. Hayward a big winner over Cumberland. Ladysmith knocks off Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser by 11. Cameron a winner by 10 over Western. Bruce beats Birchwood by 6. New Auburn by 15 over Prairie Farm in a big game in the East Lakeland. Lake Holcomb beats Cornell by 18. Flambeau a winner over Winter. Shell Lake beats Clear Lake by 4. Unity over Frederick 32-25. Turtle Lake beats Webster 63-55. Prescott moves into a 3-way tie for the middle border lead with Ellsworth and Baldwin-Woodville after a 54-39 win over Amory. High school hockey last night, Hudson beats Rice Lake 5-1. Chippewa Falls 7-1 over New Richmond. Eau Claire Memorial shut out Menominee 5-0. Somerset a 4-2 winner over Hayward. Amory beats Baldwin-Woodville 2-1. Regis Altoona McDonald over the Northwest Icemen 5-2. And in girls hockey, St. Croix Valley over Eau Claire area 2-0. That's a look at sports from the Northwest Wisconsin Sports Desk. I'm Dave Tindall.